This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the stars and stripes are flying in the nation's capital. And it is a nation in peril. Maybe that flag should be upside down so we can awaken the masses to a country in peril. We're in Washington, D.C. because the Federation for American Immigration Reform is hosting their annual Radio Row. I've been to this many times over the years. It's one of those I don't miss because so many people come together to say enough already. And as you just heard last hour from a rancher who has gone through decades of these challenges, and said things finally improved under the Trump administration, and now have come back tenfold under the Biden administration. How can we live with that? How can we say that's okay? A president, a democratic apparatus, a liberal mindset, that has deliberately thrown open our borders in the midst of a global pandemic, to add insult to injury, halted enforcement of our basic laws on the books because they want amnesty. They want illegal alien amnesty. And that's part of their $3.5 trillion quote-unquote human infrastructure as well. Phenomenal. A full hour of guests on this topic to go today, tomorrow as well. Just saw my pals Diamond and Silk, by the way, Kev.
I love Diamond and Silk.
I know.
Love,
they're on tomorrow.
Love them. They are on tomorrow.
I got a big old hug from Diamond and Silk. So I made my day, as a matter of fact. So that was great fun. We're going to chat next with one of the many faces of victim advocates who've lost loved ones to senseless, preventable, illegal alien crime. That's the face of this. That's who
you can't say alien anymore, Scott.
Well,
it's in California anyway.
Lawbreakers, I don't know what
illegal,
you want to call them, but if you come here from another country,
I'll tell you,
and you break our laws.
No, illegal non-citizen is the
term. I'm not succumbing to nonsensical language. I'm calling them what they are. Tom Ted Crate will be here in a moment. Tom is a former member of Congress, just one of the warriors for decades on this. Also, somebody that retired from the DEA recently. Talk a little about the drug trafficking going on, the humanitarian side of this. And then the great Brigitte Gabriel will be here, one of the great leading terrorism experts. We'll talk with her a little bit about what has happened. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Action Movers. There's two A's in action, you know. Booming business right now. Hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. You don't need any experience. God, I've never done that before. Look. Part-time, full-time, if you're able-bodied, want to go to work, this is not difficult. No experience necessary. Just pass a background check, you got a great job. If you've got a Class A CDL, tremendous opportunity for you. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. And they've got lucrative compensation plans they're offering right now. Employee drivers, owner-operators, they'll set you up, help you become an owner-operator. Find out more by visiting one of their offices. Just stop in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566 5532. 566-5532. Tell them Scott sent you. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Laura Wilkinson. Laura is here to tell us about Josh, her son, a senior in high school. Went to school one day in 2010 and never returned. Imagine the pain of a mother. Laura, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So bring us back to that day, what you remember.
That day was awful for our family. I sent Josh to school that morning, and then he didn't come home around... He was supposed to be home around 1 that day. He was getting out early, and he didn't come home, and I called, no answer, no answer. So I decided myself, my mother's instinct was just ramping up, and I decided myself that I would go and look for him. So I went by the school first to make sure he was there that day, and they said, yes, he was. And then... went by the police station to ask if there'd been any accidents or something, and no, there wasn't. And on my drive home after doing that, I happened to look over and I saw his truck parked in the strip center, kind of behind the strip center by a dumpster. And so I pulled in there. His his vehicle, you could tell, had been driven through a field. It had some sticks and stuff hanging out of it. And so we decided at that point to call police, and they came, and just a few minutes later, they opened that dumpster and asked, they said, Mom, can you come here? And I said, yes. And I went over there, and luckily Josh wasn't in that dumpster, but all of his things were. Things that came out of his truck, his lanyard from school, his backpack. Just his shoes. All of that was in that dumpster.
How did you put all the pieces of the puzzle together here ultimately and recognize your son's murder and how it happened?
Well, that very next day, we looked for him. They didn't, unbeknownst to me, in that parking lot where I found his truck, they arrested someone. We found out the next day that a suspect was there, came back to the crime scene, and the police saw him. He failed to identify with a full name, and they were able to arrest him. And when they did arrest him, he had Joshua's truck key in his pocket. And so
the motivation was his vehicle then?
It was his vehicle. I think to scrap for money, we found out later.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. Well, actually, Josh wasn't. He was.
Right.
You know, Josh was in the right place.
Right.
There's never a wrong place for an American citizen to
good
be
point.
Anywhere.
Good point. Yeah.
But absolutely, we searched for him to the next day, and he finally gave up where he had put Joshua's body. And we went to trial, and he got on the stand and told what he did to Josh, and he said first he hit him in the face so he couldn't fight back, and it broke his nasal cavity, and then he strangled him a little bit, and then he hit him in the head with a closet rod until that rod broke in pieces, and so Josh was disfigured. He kneed him so hard in the stomach that it sliced Joshua's spleen, and so the medical examiner said that was just torture. And then he ended up strangling over and over and over, so Josh was finally dead. And then he tied him up like an animal, and he hoisted him in the back seat of our truck, and he drove around town and bought $2 worth of gas, and then threw him in a field.
Oh my gosh!
And set him on fire.
As if the closet rod wasn't enough of my gosh, one thing after another.
Yeah.
That's just sick.
He was evil, and he intended to do it. It was intentional murder. A girlfriend testified from the stand that he had said he would do that to somebody and watch them die just to see what it felt like.
And this person was here illegally?
Illegally. He was brought here when he was 10 from Belize, and he had like a 6-month visa, and he overstayed that. His parents did as well. Yeah.
Crime happens every day in this country.
Yes.
It's a part of life, sadly. But when it happens at the hands of someone who is here breaking our laws in the first place, you say, how could this have been prevented, right?
Yeah, you have to go to that level. It says, you know, if he wasn't here, Josh would be here.
So how have you used Josh's murder?
You know, when I asked the lead detective, where are his parents? And he told me we can't ask them. And when he did, that stuck with me. And I thought, because we're in a sanctuary city. At that point...
He couldn't ask...
Where his parents were. He couldn't ask him. And I thought, you know, you can pull me over and ask me anything you want, and I'm going to tell you, and in 10 minutes it'll come out that I can leave or not.
So in the course of an investigation about your son's murder,
he couldn't ask.
Law enforcement can't say, hey, you know, where are you from?
Yeah.
How old was he when this?
He was 19.
He was 19 when he murdered your son?
Yeah, he was 19. So that stuck with me, and then I realized that where we live just outside of Houston was a sanctuary city. by just an unspoken or an unwritten rule, you know, that we're going to just do nothing about them. And I thought nobody gets sanctuary from the law, and especially somebody that's already broken the law to be here.
Many of our listeners are in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, the upper Midwest.
Right.
The sanctuary city issue, that there are none where we live, but is very, very, very popular politically. I should say what's popular is the idea that it is sick. That there's any place in the United States of America that is a sanctuary city for people like that.
Right.
And we're a long way removed for it.
It's calls to the criminal come to our city, you know, and get sanctuary from the law.
What do you want people to do? How can they join your fight?
I want them to call their representatives. Call the people that they voted to put in office. Make them know your name. Write them letters. Ask them what they think about a sanctuary city. You know, how we can prevent this from happening early on. You don't want to wait until it lands in your lap. If, you know, if it can happen to my family, it'll happen. Can happen to anybody.
And anybody that's sickened to the core about this tragic story, this crime that befell your family and your son Josh, that's one thing they can do. They can just write a letter a week.
Yes.
They can write a letter a month. They can make a phone call.
You're their constituent. They need to know your name, and you don't have to be me, but you need to tell them what you expect from them. You put them there.
Laura, thank you. Keep fighting.
Thank you so much.
God Robin. Bless you. More coming up from D.C.
So much.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The Federation for Immigration Reform Radio Row in the nation's capital. We're literally on top of the Fox News Channel building, which you often see in the shots of this U.S. Capitol and various guests and whatnot. They have strict COVID rules here. You can't look at somebody without your vax card being demanded and a few masks wrapped around you, but we're open-air Talk Radio Row. We're literally on the rooftop edition of the Radio Row, steps from the U.S. Capitol today with a special broadcast. Brought today by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel Bismarck are the go-to place for getting your diesel vehicle back. And that could be a truck, that could be a tractor, that could be a semi. And taking appointments into October now. October will fill soon as well. So if you've been thinking about it, gosh, it needs a little maintenance, it needs a repair, why am I putting it off? I'd just get in line, 258-5011, or DACDiesel.com. And that 4-plus additive turbo cleaner, anti-gel, super clean additive is really saving a lot of people tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. Get it by calling CJ and the team, 258-5011, or DACDiesel.com. All right, Tom Tancredo is here. Tom and I go back a long ways. We were just talking during the break. First elected to the legislature in Colorado in 1976. And later, obviously, in the U.S. House of Representatives for five terms. He's become a fixture in the media on this issue, on saying, enough, protecting our borders, our language, our shared American culture. And now it's something called Team America PAC, founded just to make sure this issue is part of the national political debate to identify, to recruit, and to help elect public office individuals right there. And he's just greeting Chris Kobach, who's one of the other warriors in this
guy
front.
Anyway,
yeah,
right?
Exactly right.
Looks familiar.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Secretary of State in Kansas that should be in the U.S. Senate, but right. we'll get him there at some point. Tom, nice to see you again, my friend.
Pleasure, sir. Nice to see you, too.
Been too darn long, hasn't it?
You know, these events, it's really the only thing I come back for. It is the only thing I come to Washington for, and I mean that. Other than that, I don't really like this place all that much, and I'm not unhappy that I... Although I must admit this. There's one thing I miss about being in Congress, and only one. And my wife and I talk about it all the time in terms of... You know, because I went out on my own and accord and decided it was enough for 10 years was enough for me. But I do miss staff because without staff, you never know where the hell you are. As I had to come by here earlier and just check with you and make sure I was going to be here at 11:15. Now, if I had staff, they'd be
say,
standing
sir,
over
grab
there.
Grab your elbow and,
right over there,
yeah.
Congressman, right over there. Stand right over there.
I don't miss staff, just so you know, because I think staff controls more of this
they
town
do.
Than
they do, but
any
that's
elected leader. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are helpful. They are useful in some things.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. And my wife keeps telling me, hey, I'm not your staff.
I get that same speech, so I hear you. I'm not one of your callers.
That's
Scott.
Right.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah. So you've seen a lot. You go back to the Reagan years. Compare today, the moment we're living in, with what you've seen previously.
Okay. I'll tell you. I've thought about this so often because of the incredible difference of where we are today and where we were when I first entered politics. We have always had a division between conservatives and liberals in both our own party and in fact, throughout the country. I mean, I fought with liberal Republicans from the day I was first elected to the state legislature. They were there. That was a big argument. We were always vying for power over the party. The first vote I ever took as a state legislator was to dump our Republican Speaker of the House because he was a squish, right? We lost. But... the fight goes back that far. However, here's the thing. Although we fought over, Democrats and Republicans fought over taxation policies, growth of government, union, that kind of thing. It's always been there. Those have been the basic things that we actually argued. But never do I cannot recall ever arguing over the essence of America. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever having to debate my liberal Democrat colleagues or Republicans
about the American idea.
Whether we not this was a good country. There was an acceptance of the idea that we were good. We were the good guys, right? And we want to tinker with how it's all playing out. But never this hatred that has developed maybe always been there on the left, and they now become much more emboldened to talk about it. But I've never seen that. And look what it has done to America. This division it has caused is really and truly the deepest and darkest aspect of, I think, the American culture today.
Congressional overreach is an issue, right? Indeed. And what they're doing, I mean, again, back to the Founding Fathers and your concern over how they envision America. Bob and Minot want to talk about that. Bob, take it away for Tom Tancredo. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yeah, this is Bob. And going into some of what you were just talking about there with policymakers out there in the East, there is a new thing that I was just notified by my credit union here in Minot, and the thing is, Congress is considering some critical new infrastructure spending and all that kind of stuff. We know all about the 3.5 and the 1.2 and all that kind of stuff, whatever it winds up being. But anyhow, the proposal under consideration would require the unions and other financial institutions to report to the IRS how much money has gone in and out of my account.
Unbelievable.
If I'm holding more than $600 in my account. Now the IRS wants my credit union to tell them what I have.
I have a suggestion, Bob and Daniel. If you would take Bob's number, we'll call him back on Friday when Senator Kramer is on, because he's on the Senate Banking Committee, and I want him to hear this story firsthand. So, Bob, hang on. Get that information, and we'll pass that along. One of 1 million examples,
right,
of congressional overreach.
Oh, my God.
And this border crisis right now, this self-inflicted wound of the human trafficking, of the drug trafficking, of the illegal wave of crime, of in the middle of a pandemic, could be fixed in 30 seconds up there. Why aren't they fixing it?
Because it actually has been for the last, well, I don't know, I went into Congress in 98, so what do we got here, 20-some years, that... And I've seen this now for so long, and I get that question a lot. How can it be when most people in this country, even many, many, many Democrats, want secure border? I mean, to them, that's not an odd thing or a radical thing, right? Now, to some, it is. But, I mean, for the most part, I think you've got Americans who say, well, of course we need to have the secure border, need to know who's coming. Why have we never had it in all this time? It's because, of course, it serves the purpose. The status quo, open borders, serves the purpose of both sides. The status quo is good for them. Because on the left, of course, it provides voters for the Democrat Party and more people demanding bigger government.
And on the right, quickly?
And on the right, of course, it's the Chamber of Commerce. It's cheap labor.
Wow.
Since then, you can't do anything about it.
Keep fighting.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 630 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Hettinger County, North Dakota, near the Stark County line, and 960 acres of incredible farm and ranch land and potential development land south of Dickinson, North Dakota. You can view these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petito's first press conference. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You get the lowest price fuel. You fill up on home cooking and grab-and-go convenience as well at a PetroServe USA location near you. Todd Mitchell is a big fan of heading up to the Mandan location and loading up on that great chicken they do there. You can go all the way up to Bemidji on the Minnesota side, down to Wahpeton. I mean, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And, of course, West Fargo, Fargo, Valley Dairy Stories in the Northern Valley. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I can't pass up those caramel rolls. They started as a little delicacy up at the Valley Dairy locations, and now they're at all the PetroServe locations. I'm telling you, the best caramel rolls you could ever have. Just an example of it. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Our conversation here at the Federation for Immigration Reform Radio Row continues with a focus next on the DEA. What is the DEA? It is the Drug Enforcement Agency, right? And administration, actually. And a former special agent in charge, who was there for 28 years, joins us now, Derek Maltz. You can go to Lost Voices of Fentanyl. It's a Facebook group, and see regularly faces of this crisis and why we need to do something about it. Derek, nice to see you. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Scott. I'm happy to be here and talk to the great folks of your state. I'm a New Yorker, so my accent may be a little different than what you used to.
That's all right. We love it. 28 years of the DEA. Do you ever think you'd see what we're seeing now?
No, this is unprecedented. We have a chemical war on our country right now, in my opinion. I've called it out for 3 years. We have the Chinese transnational criminals working with the Mexican cartels. They're producing unprecedented levels of fentanyl, poisonous fentanyl, that's killing kids instantly. Parents are finding their kids all over the country dead in their bedrooms, 12 years old, 30 years old, but they're dying every day. We have 255 Americans dying every day, according to CDC stats, but I believe they're much higher because we don't do a good job at categorizing overdose fentanyl murders. This is different. This is not just someone taking some pills out of their parents' medicine cabinet. This is taking pills that are fraudulent. They're marked oxycodone or hydrocodone, Percocet, the different opioids, and they're actually fentanyl from labs in Mexico, and the chemicals are coming from China. China has unrestricted warfare. They want to destabilize America. They want to reduce our economic power, and they're doing a great job, and we're not paying attention to it. It's coming across the border every day. Unfortunately for me, I have to talk to the parents every day. I support about 20,000 families around America, and I try to get the awareness out because nobody's talking about this in the country.
Why do we have a DEA today?
Well, you know what? The DEA does an outstanding job of going after the networks. They work with their partners all around the world. The DEA administrator released a very, very scary alert this week. I highly recommend you go check it out. She reported that this year alone they seized 9.5 million fake pills in the DEA alone. They also reported, and this is the scary part, 2 out of 5 pills that they analyzed in the lab are fatal overdose quantities of fentanyl. So that means it's like Russian roulette, but 2 out of 5 pills that are popped are going to kill the person.
Ugh.
And that's what's going on, and it's all over. Give you another stat. In 2015, the Phoenix DEA seized 0 of these fake Mexican oxy pills. In 2020, 6 million pills. That's what they seized. So you only can imagine what's all over the streets.
This is a weapon from China.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And
100%.
It's coming into the United States from an open border.
Right, because they're making it now in Mexico. Because the Chinese are smart. They're providing the precursor chemicals, but they're letting the Mexican cartels do the dirty work. They don't want to get their fingerprints on this, but we know what's going on.
And it's killing our kids.
At record levels. We've never seen anything like it.
Now, if I'm at the DEA, if I'm in charge of the DEA, I'm going to shout this from the mountaintops. I'm hearing things from you today that are not front and center, are not
right.
Front page news.
Exactly. And just so I'll give you a good, that's a great point, Scott. So I was very happy to see the NBC Today show, mainstream media, the administrator, Ann Milgram, did a fantastic job alerting the public. She put a public safety alert out to the public, right, which is long overdue. She's new, so it took time, whatever, fine. But here's the problem. Our drug czar should be putting out this on PSAs, on, you know, primetime TV.
Why have a drug czar?
Right. This is their number one job. And no one's holding them accountable. Nobody knows about this. You know what the most disturbing thing, Scott? When I talk to the families, they're like, I wish I would have had a chance. I didn't even hear of fentanyl. I didn't know fentanyl's coming in pills. I thought my kid maybe taking like a Xanax just to calm down because of COVID anxiety. Right. And isolation. No. It's poison from labs in Mexico coming right over the border, and no one's talking about it.
So what do you suggest our listeners do? How can, obviously, get armed with this information, get on it. What advice would you have for people that don't want to have their kids end up the situation of these victims?
So basically they have to talk to the kids, and they have to be very strong, and they have to make sure they know that if you take a pill that's not prescribed to you from a doctor and you're not picking it up from a legitimate pharmacy, it's going to kill you, because it's 40% of the pills they've analyzed are going to kill you. Then go out and look at some of the stuff I post. For example, I post every one of my media appearances on my YouTube channel, Derek Maltz, and I put everything in there. I've been talking about this for 3 years. Fox News, Newsmax, OANN, all these podcasts, and the problem is it's not getting to the people because I don't have millions of followers, right? So we're trying to get the word out, so if they start looking at this stuff, Twitter, Facebook, all these different sites, they're going to start realizing it. Unfortunately, I think it's just a matter of time before I get like banned from Facebook and these sites because they don't want these messages out.
No, we live in a dangerous time there. You know, prime example, I just saw today that YouTube is literally, quick sidebar, allow me a quick sidebar here, Derek, because it tracks exactly with what you're talking about here. This is in the Washington Post today. YouTube is banning prominent anti-vaccine activists and blocking all anti-vaccine content.
Yes.
This is chilling. When a platform says, you know what, you don't have free speech anymore.
Right.
And to your point, this is not a narrative that the Biden administration wants out, and their partners in corporate media.
Right.
And big tech.
Right.
So when basic facts to awaken the American public are silenced, this isn't America anymore.
Right. And so just so you know, on the administrator of the DEA's warning, she cited that these pills are being sold on Instagram and Snapchat. And I think TikTok, but that's where these young kids are buying the pills, and the drug dealers are bringing them to the house. I have plenty of families that they're 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, they're buying pills on the internet, social media sites, and the kids are dying in their bedrooms. And this is happening all over the country. I'm not making this up.
Yeah. I mean, every classroom in America.
Right.
Should be saying, hey, kids.
Yes.
I know you have access to some of these things.
100%.
And you think you're taking them to fix some problem.
Right.
You're taking a death sentence.
Right. So, Scott, I'll give you a real quick example. With the COVID anxiety in the country, the instability of stuff, kids, I mean, parents are taking legitimately Xanax for anxiety. And that's great. It's prescribed. They're taking it. It's helping them. The kids see mommy and daddy taking this stuff. They're anxious, right, because they're living in this world. They pop one, and they feel great. They go back to get another one. They get another one. But then when they go back and they can't get it, now they go to the street, they go to the internet, and they buy it. Then they're dead. That's the cycle.
Because it's part of the plan.
Right, exactly.
Take something you think is going to help you feel
exactly.
better in the middle of, yeah.
Strategically, it's a brilliant plan, but our country's being destabilized over it.
Courtney in West Fargo, let's get you in here at 258-0550. Text welcome to on these topics, 701-237-1590 on the text. Courtney, West Fargo, go ahead. What's your comment? All right, we lost Courtney. How about Joe in Bismarck? Joe in Bismarck, you're next at 258-0550. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Derek. He's fighting a one-man war, it seems like, up to now, and getting very little support from the government. And I follow Derek on his websites, and I see exactly what he's doing, and all parents should be paying attention to what he's saying. And all grandparents should be listening to what he's saying. And as a former DEA agent myself, thank you, Derek, for what you're doing.
Wow, that was awesome. I really appreciate it. I mean, God bless you and thank you for your service. But, yeah, you're right. It's very disturbing because it should be a united front. I like to say this isn't a red or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue issue because it impacts all Americans. This is not a Republican issue, Democratic issue. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your color is, what your size is, how you're ugly, you're pretty. It doesn't matter. You're dying, and we have to get the word out. And we're going to continue. Ronald Reagan once said, you can't get them to see the light, you make them feel the heat. And my job now is to make every one of them feel some heat. You can't be the Attorney General, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, without the responsibility of protecting the public, period.
Thanks for the call, Joe, and thanks for your service. Here's what I don't understand, you know, Joe, Derek, you both obviously see the Drug Enforcement Administration understanding the nature of this, where maybe most of us don't. You get it. If I'm the DEA, I'm going to, like, resign in protest. I'm going to, you know, find 100 fellow DEA agents, and I'm going to go on the Today Show and Good Morning America and Fox News and CNN, MSNBC, and say, you need to know that we are in a war, that China is perpetuating this, that Mexico is a pawn in this, and it must stop. Well, I mean,
right.
this is killing our kids.
Yes.
And you know, I don't want people just to say, well, it's terrible, it's awful. I want them to quit. I want them to make noise. I want them to, you know.
Well, that's a great point. Unfortunately, the DEA culture is they want to go after the networks. They want to take down the bad guys. They want to take the drugs off the street, and they're doing that every day. And you're right. I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I'm looking to get more allies, especially the guys that retired, right? They have no excuse not to do what you just said. As a matter of fact, let's record what you just said. Let's start playing that on the TV and everything. That was perfect.
Come on. And it's not just DEA. It's every level.
Everyone.
How can you be in some form of leadership in the Department of Homeland Security right now and think it's okay to open our borders?
Right. And that's what is killing me, because when you listen to the stories, the real stories, not the smoke and mirrors of Washington, the real stories of the parents, then you get really, really frustrated and angry. So we're going to continue to plug away, and guys like you, Scott, and others here at the fair event are giving us the opportunity to get the word out. So thank you.
Texter says, what does Derek think about how the Biden administration is currently considering dropping fentanyl trafficking charges on those who traffic fentanyl?
Well, I got a little philosophy, right? First of all, we want to keep all drugs, thugs, and bugs out of the country. And when you're soft on crime, it's not working. That's the problem in Mexico. The president of Mexico is soft on the criminal networks. He let Chapo Guzman's kid get away when he had him in custody, and he runs the Sinaloa cartel. So you can't be soft on criminals. You got to go very, very hard on them. And this nonsense now going on in Congress, they want to reduce the mandatory minimums for people that are putting out fentanyl and killing our kids. Doesn't make sense.
Keep doing what you're doing. Follow Derek Maltz, M-A-L-T-Z, and share with others. Lost Voices of Fentanyl is something on Facebook you want to be part of. Derek, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything.
Keep fighting. Fantastic story. Incredible. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, celebrating an anniversary, folks. That's right. 50 years. Find out more about them at abmnow.com. abmnow.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner Pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. I'm just going to say free money right now. What's wrong with free money? We're talking 0% interest, 72 months well-qualified buyers on a number of different models, be they Buick or GMC. Check out the new GMC AT4 lineup, too. And remember, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC. Right on the price, right at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Call them, 701-214-6372 with any questions.
Back in Washington, D.C., sounds a little pretentious, but programs like this, the organizers of this event, the guests that are here that we're talking to, those of us with a microphone, are really the last line of defense in the Biden Harris, Schumer, Pelosi, the squad, you get it, their efforts to inflict irreparable damage to this country. That's why we're here. And irreparable damage comes in many forms, but certainly when you think about the rise of global Islamic terrorism, when you think of the fact that we've arrested, that we know of, 11 known terrorists on a watch list, that the open borders and the game of let's get them to go here so we can go over there that is going on is something that should put the fear of God in all of us. And someone that has fought that battle day in and day out as the founder and chair of ACT America, ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the U.S., our friend Brigitte Gabriel's here. Brigitte, how are you?
I'm doing great. So glad to be back with you face-to-face.
Exactly. None of this phone call stuff, right?
I know.
Great to see you. Are we spreading fear here?
No.
Are we awakening the American public?
We are awakening the American public. I'm a firm believer in better prepared than scared. Because if you are prepared, no matter what comes your way, you are prepared to protect yourself, to protect your family, to protect your home. We do not want to be shocked into, oh my gosh, how did this happen in our country? This is why the American public is finally waking up, finally, and realizing we have a problem in this country. Now, you and I have been talking about this problem for a
long time.
Yep. I remember the first time I met you and we were talking about this years ago.
Yep.
And here we are again talking about the same old thing.
Well, it feels like it's on steroids now, though.
It's on steroids now. And people, because people sat on the sideline for so long thinking, oh, that couldn't be so bad. Or somebody else, you know, we'll take care of it. You know, I've got my own thing. I'm too busy. You know, somebody else will take care of it. Or people would say, oh, my gosh, when did the left become so powerful, so influential? And you know what I say? An overnight success takes 20 years. We've heard that about businesses. The left didn't start yesterday. They started 20 years ago when you and I were talking about these issues and nobody was listening. They thought we were exaggerating. They thought we were spreading fear.
I think it started in Berkeley in the 60s,
here
right?
We are.
Yeah, and it just builds and builds.
Builds and builds, and here we are now. And that's why I tell people, time to act. The time to act is now. The time to become engaged is now. The time to become involved is now. You can no longer sit on the sideline and say, oh, it's going to possibly be this bad. We know it's bad. You cannot say somebody else is going to do the job. You have got to do the job. Go to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and join us. We have a petition on the top of the website called Stop the Invasion about our border. We have it signed now by almost 2 million members, 1.78 million signatures so far. Go to actforamerica.org, sign that petition, and become engaged.
Texture, the reason I asked the fear question, says, today's show theme is fear, but I thought we were not supposed to give in to fear. Oh, I see. Only fear is something you can exploit politically. What would you say to that again? I mean, I don't think, I'm not here fearful. I'm here as a happy warrior.
Right.
Honestly.
Right. Leftist fear, because they're all about emotions. This is why we are the brave and they are the cowards. That's why we fight. We have spunk. We have spirit. America is not a geographical location. America is an attitude. And it is that attitude of our founding fathers that created the most incredible country on the face of the planet. And we're not going to let cowards, softies, instead of saying a different term, to just basically
wussies.
to destroy this country because they are afraid of this and that, you know, we cannot offend this and everybody's walking on eggshells. No, we don't walk on eggshells. This is the home of the brave. This is the land of the free. That's why we speak up and this is why we fight and we are fighting for our country. And those who are afraid of their shadow, afraid of what somebody may think of me or what label they may slap on me, now is the time to stand up and fight, because if today in America, you are a patriot, you love this country, they're going to call you the leftists who are, you know, so gumbabulated about everything. They're going to call you a racist, a bigot, a white supremacist, an Islamophobe, a homophobe, a xenophobe.
It's a tool.
It's a tool.
Silence you.
Yeah. Once, you know, What are they going to do to you once they slap a name on you, and then what? So call me a racist all you want. Call me an Islamophobe all you want. Look, the New York Times called me an Islamophobe. They did an article about me in their Sunday magazine in 2008, and they couldn't find anything they can quote me on from my interview. So the reporter titled the article Radical Islamophobe. Not just an Islamophobe, but a radical Islamophobe. If I would have listened to her and let that stop me, today, Act for America, my organization, would not have been able to pass 121 bills on the federal level and the state level.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what they say to you. You continue fighting, you continue pushing on forward. This is not about fear. This is about protecting our sovereignty. This is about protecting our community, our country, our language, our heritage, our history. This is why we stand up and we take a stand and we fight.
This is why we love you.
Well, thank you.
Sign the petition. Sign the petition.
Sign the petition. Go to our website, actforamerica.org. Start a group in your community. Join us. Sign up to get our emails and action alerts. Together we make a difference.
And don't succumb to the bullying.
Right.
Texter says, Democrats have learned long ago that drug-numbed minds are easier to control. And by the way, a little bit of breaking news in. Biden now has determined what the fine is for businesses if they fail to do the vaccine mandate. $700,000, I kid you not.
She's one of the rising stars of the GOP. Everyone's talking about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as a contender in 2024. She's tough, a Trump supporter, and unafraid to take on Washington and the big media. You can meet her tonight on Newsmax TV. Governor Noem talks with Newsmax Rob Schmidt in our special town hall from the Reagan Ranch. So tune in tonight, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central, and watch Newsmax special with Governor Kristi Noem. Find out why so many want her to be president. I'll be watching Newsmax tonight. It's covering the big stories the other channels won't touch. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Just check your cable guide. But remember, Newsmax is not on Midco's basic package. Midco refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic cable, but carries 11 liberal news and information channels. So you can always get Newsmax on another cable system or streaming service. Newsmax, my favorite website and my number one cable news channel. Find out why 40 million Americans tune into Newsmax all the time.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.